The cab of the pickup fell into an eerie silence. Nobody said a word. Slim looked at the back of his hands. They showed long red marks, perhaps scratches. Okay, maybe I'd scratched him up a little bit. His eyes came at me like bullets. Good honk. Did you have to claw me half to death? I was being decaffeinated. What did he expect? Decapitated. And looky here, you tore my shirt. Shirt. He was worried about his shirt? He opened the door and stepped outside. Get out of my pickup, you meathead, and don't ever set foot in it again. Fine with me, buddy. The sooner I got out of that dog killer pickup, the quicker I would keep my head where it was supposed to be. I slunk across the seat and dived out the door, one step ahead of the boot he aimed at my tail section. Now get in the back and try to act your age, not your IQ. See how he is? One little rip in his shirt and he was ready to plunge our relationship back into another period of darkness. Anger, insults, irrational behavior. I don't know how you please these people. Okay, I admit that he'd suffered a few gouges on his hands, but don't forget whose neck had almost been amputated. I leaped up into the back of the pickup, sat down near the front, and began sulking. Yes, I sulked, and I was proud to be sulking. It was the right and proper thing to do. Wait a second. Hold everything. Had you forgotten who was out there in the pasture? I'd forgotten. I mean, when the pickup had tried to cut off my head, I'd been forced to turn all my attention to the crisis at hand, and I'd completely forgotten about... I leaped up and rushed to the rear of the pickup. There, I watched a strange scene unfoil. Slim opened up one of the feed sacks and scooped out a double handful of cake. That's pelleted feed, don't forget. He tossed a couple of pieces of cake towards a coyote. She sniffed the air, sniffed the ground, and walked towards a spot where the cake had fallen. She followed her nose till she found the first piece, took it in her mouth, and began crunching it up. Slim nodded and smiled and tossed her several more pieces. Amazing! Do you realize how unusual this was? Coyotes are creatures of the wild, and they never come around people. They don't like people, are scared of them, and always run away. Yet here was Missy Coyote eating cake. Ow! Slim shot me a frown. Hank, hush. Let her eat. Right. Let her eat. Tomorrow. She had the rest of her life to eat cake, but right now, she was fixing to get reacquainted with Hank the... You won't believe this. I couldn't believe it. Guess who was already on his way out into the pasture to meet my coyote princess? I'll give you a hint. It wasn't Slim.